John Forbes with us today from CAFI. He and his sister, Maya Marshall, are urging families to vaccinate against COVID. And I thank him for joining us on our program today. It's whanaunga, John. Tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us on Irirangi Wāte and Port Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, John. I did notice a bit of kōrero about your situation earlier in life. And as such, the threat of polio was very real to the generations past. And so now you and your sister have gone public to say, hey, we can vaccinate against COVID. Let's all get together and do that. I understand you and your sister are talking to people to get vaccinated. Why have you gone public with your kōrero, John?
Well, you know, COVID is very similar in terms of, you know, a virus as polio. And both my sister and I have gone through life with the scars of polio. You know, she has got a paralyzed right arm and I've got a flat tire, if you like. You know, my right leg is wasted with polio. And I'd hate to see our whānau experiencing exactly what we've been through in life, although we've overcome it in terms, you never accept what you have, but you learn to live around it. And the same thing is with COVID. You know, who's to know? Who's to know about, you know, later down the line, exactly what happens late in life of after contracting the virus, the COVID, exactly how your body reacts. You know, I'm suffering with the late effects of polio. I had polio, and then I got the use of my limbs back marginally, and but now I'm suffering with my muscles weakening off again. You know, who's to say that in COVID that similar things aren't going to happen? And I'd hate to see children going through that.
Thank you, John. When was it that you contracted polio, and how long after was a vaccine available to combat it?
Well, my sister and I both got polio in 1955, in the last epidemic of the polio epidemic, if you like. Because after that, the vaccine was available. However, her and I never got it in time. And I can recall that I got inoculated. You know, we both got injected. We never had the serum. We had an injection, but we already had the virus. So it was a little bit late for her and I, and we ended up in the Waikato Hospital in Ward 11, which was the polio ward in those days.
Well, we know that our people were affected by the polio pandemic of that time, and also of the flu of 1918, and no doubt other threats of this nature as well. This also has been rammed home because of COVID-positive cases in your own wonderful small community of Kawhi and there.
Yes, and you know, we can't afford to have one person and infected with COVID. We can't, you know, and in the nature of how rapid this evil spreads, we're encouraging our whānau to get themselves vaccinated, and perhaps the eligible family members vaccinated. Because if you don't, you know, your tamariki, the ones that are not eligible to get a vaccination, they're the next in line to catch the virus. And with that, those are the ones that don't have a choice. An adult has a choice, but if he really loves his family, he'd make the right choice. And to me, I don't know a polio person, a polio victim, who doesn't advocate vaccination right across the board for anything. You know, I've yet to see a polio survivor going against vaccination, because each and every one of us don't want to see our whānau or anybody, and I mean anybody, going through the challenges that we've had to do with our disabilities. Although to us it's normal because we were children when we got it, so we don't know any different.
You speak so well of this, Kaupapa, and I thank you for doing so. Obviously, there are many of our people who are vaccinated, but some who are still hesitant for many reasons. But your kōrero goes a long way to encourage them to get vaccinated and protect those that they love. I wish you well, John. Thanks for sharing your kōrero and for your sister to go public with your situation. And you know, pleased to know that that you're so supportive of the vaccination program. And Te Whanaunga, it has been a pleasure to have you join us on the radio station this morning. All the best to you and Maya and your whānau down in Kawhia. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, te rangatira.
Kia ora.